Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Today I have with me probably the most iconic foil wrapper in the Pittsburgh area off of a Klondike bar, right? The Klondike bar was developed in 1930 with an ice cream company from Madison, Ohio. It became famous to us when it was next to the skyscraper ice cream cone in every Isley's in Pittsburgh, where the choice was ours whether to have a Klondike bar or to have a skyscraper ice cream cone. I think my mom always chose the Klondike bar, not only because it was better, but it was less messy than those ice cream cones. Someone told me last night that Isley stands for "I shall always love you," because that's what the owner always said to his wife every day. So if that's true, that's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, the Klondike bars were always my favorite growing up. It was something that we recognized as a part of our tradition, and certainly their taste was better than all that you can imagine. So the question today is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Recently, they asked some second graders this question after they had given them, most of them, their very first Klondike bar ever. So they asked them, "What would you do for a Klondike bar?" One little boy said, "I would hug a cactus." Yeah, and another little boy said he would eat cafeteria food all week long. A third, a little bit sheepishly, said, "I would even kiss my sister." What would I do for a Klondike bar? All we had to do is be home at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening when the six of us would load into the car and go down to Isley's and get, of course, they came as six packs, six people, you got it, one Klondike each. And one of the nice things about the Klondike bar, too, was that when you pulled back that foil paper, there was a very possibility that you received a certificate for a free Klondike. My dad was so cool, though, because he would stay in the car. We would all open our Klondikes to see if we won, because if we did, we were allowed to run in and get a second Klondike bar. The only time I can remember getting a second Klondike bar, other than winning the certificate, was once my mom decided not to eat her Klondike bar and she put it in the freezer. And I knew it was in the freezer. And I asked myself, you know, what would you do for a Klondike bar? So I opened the freezer and took it out. And it was the first time that a Klondike bar tasted bad. You know, so I wrapped it back up and put it back in the freezer. I promised myself that when I got old enough and got a job that I would just simply buy a whole six-pack and eat it myself. And I did. But the gospel in the first reading begs a similar question. And that question is this: what would you do for eternal life? What would you do to share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Would you be willing to follow the law of God, even if it meant not eating pork? What would you do for eternal life? Would you be willing to allow someone to torture you in the present age, knowing that the resurrection was yours? Would you be willing to put out your hands and your tongue and allow them to put a hot ember on it and scourge your hands because you refuse to break the law of God. That's what the Maccabean brothers did. You heard them today beautifully expressing, you fiends, you may take away things of this life. In fact, you may even take away our present life. But the King of Kings is going to come, and he will raise us up in the resurrection of the dead. And those who believe will rise again. And those who do not will remain among the dead. The Sadducees approach Jesus today, and it's nice kind of to give the Pharisees a break from being the ones that are sending our attention. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. See, because the Maccabeans, at the time of the Maccabeans, this was a new concept. What does it mean to rise from the dead? What will life be like after we rise from the dead? The Jews still struggle with that concept in their faith. They still have not figured it out. See, because it's figured out in Jesus Christ. It's figured out in Jesus himself. So when they ask this question to Jesus about what will it be like in heaven, who will be married to who, Jesus says, you don't understand. Those things are all a part of this life to help us to get to this life. You will be children of God. You will be like the angels, knowing his intimate love. And those that you love here, you will share in that love with them. So what would you do for eternal life? I think maybe it's easier to answer it in the context of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. So we should ask the question, what is Jesus willing to do to win for us eternal life? First, he was willing to come and take on flesh. Come like us. To do what first? To show us how wonderfully and beautifully we're made. So that we could animate that life much fuller by becoming like him. What was he willing to do to bring us eternal life? He was willing to suffer death because he too understood that you may be able to take away this present age, but it's restored perfectly in the resurrection. So the question should be simple for us who desire what Jesus promises that is perfect, his kingdom. What will we do to enter into it? Are we willing to accept suffering that comes our way? Or were we willing to accept the loss of a loved one because we know that we are going to gain the opportunity to share with them again? Are we willing to baptize a child in the faith and raise it in the way of Christ? Are you willing to sacrifice your own marriage to help your spouse and children to be disciples of Christ? Are you willing for the resurrection, accept the call to the priesthood? These are the questions that are posed to us because something far greater than anything we could obtain in this life has already been won for us. So what should be our mission this Sunday? Well, I think first and foremost, if there's a child in this building who does not have a Klondike, you're obligated to take them to Giant Eagle or Shop and Save and get a six-pack. Just let them have one, though, because they are like potato chips. Secondly, I think we should ask ourselves seriously, as apostles of Christ, as children of God, what are we willing to sacrifice for the resurrection? I remember the Maccabean story about them not eating pork. I remember one seminarian said one time, well, I'll just cross my fingers behind my back and eat the pork. You know what that's like? That's like taking a bite out of your mom's Klondike. It just doesn't work. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion this morning, when you extend your hands, not for them to be whipped or tortured, but to become the throne that receives Christ Jesus, the resurrected Lord, ask him for the gift of faith, to trust that whatever is deprived in this life will be restored in the next. Ask him for the gift of hope, of knowing that those who have believed, those that we pray that will make their way, we will see them again as children of God. And finally, pray as Paul prayed for his disciples. Pray and ask God to direct your hearts in his love and in the endurance of Christ. For it is there that you will be true disciples longing for the resurrection above all other things. And I promise I'll pray the same.